Hi, good evening, Danielle. Welcome to the Spy Show.
Hi, thank you for, you know, let us be here. It's a pleasure to be here and the 49th IAF Congress and participate in this big aerospace congress here in Australia.
We here in Australia don't hear a great deal about the Brazilian space program. Could you tell us a bit about it and perhaps some of your company's activities in it?
Yes. Brasat is a leading aerospace Brazilian company that works with consumer and engineer products related to the aerospace industry. And we have many activities related to the microgravity. We're doing a lot of microgravity research. The first Brazilian experiment that was launched, we did work on this particular experiment, and we have several other coming for the next space shuttle. Many universities, Brazilian universities, are involved in this area doing their research and measure protein crystal growth that will be a great benefit for the whole society in Brazil. We have a lot of problems with certain diseases that have been, you know, affect not only the South America, not only Brazil, but many other countries in South America and Africa. And this microgravity research will definitely benefit the whole society in Brazil and other countries.
And your company's had a number of activities aboard the space shuttle.
Yes, we are working close with the Brazilian University for the next shuttle mission 95 that will be launched at the end of this year in October to send their experiments to the space in the space shuttle mission.
And what experiments have they been up so far?
Oh, we have many experiments from different universities. Most then are related to malaria disease or cancer and AIDS and other several diseases that affect the South America people.
What sort of space was taken up on the space shuttle by these experiments?
We have one chamber block that will hold all the proteins.
And you're coming up on some future flights. What's going to be involved in those?
Yeah, we're coming up on the next flight for the 2000 year, that the STS 107 and 117. And we've been, you know, working in with the university. We don't have the list of proteins and experiment that will fly on it, but we've been working on the next flight for the 2000 year.
And does any of this need a Brazilian astronaut aboard, or can it all be done remotely by from the ground or by the astronauts aboard the shuttle?
Okay, it could be done by the American astronaut, but Brazil already have its Brazilian astronaut that is in training in Houston. He started at last month all the exams and things to be able to be in the next, maybe not in the next flight, but at the International Space Station.
So he'll fly aboard the space station?
Yeah, we hope so, that by the time he'll be ready to fly and conduct some experiments.
And your company's hoping to get involved in the space station program then?
Yes, we are working closely with the National Institute for Space Research in Brazil and also with the Brazilian Space Agency to help build some equipment for the International Space Station.
Well, thank you, Danielle, for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here with you.